The Bureau of Indian Affairs has announced a federal fuel cost assistance plan for Imanek. Senator Mark Begich arranged the announcement during his trip yesterday to Bethel. The BIA's Niall Caesar says the BIA has waived income guidelines so that people can qualify for the aid of up to $1,000. He says they have requested that the waiver also be applied in 56 Western Alaska villages and 11 villages in the Northwest Arctic. In another effort to ease the economic crisis in rural Alaska, Governor Sarah Palin took off with the Reverend Franklin Graham from the Wasilla Airstrip this morning to deliver 200 packages of food to the communities of Russian Mission and Marshall. Graham's Christian relief group, Samaritan's Purse, is planning to distribute hundreds of more boxes throughout Western Alaska next week. The organization has had a presence in Alaska for more than a decade, but has recently stepped up its missionary and charitable efforts in the state. APRN's Annie Fite reports.
As a heavy fog settled on Wasilla, it looked like the Reverend Franklin Graham's plane might not have an opening to land. But by mid-morning, the sun had burned through the haze and he was able to set the King Air 300 down on the snow-packed runway. Graham stepped out of the plane wearing Carhartts and bunny boots and strolled over to greet Governor Palin.
Governor.
How hard did you pray?
We prayed.
Graham is the son of evangelist Billy Graham. He calls the food drop mission an important example of how church and state can work together. He says the church can help by providing volunteers and resources while government steps in to coordinate the effort. Graham says Russian Mission and Marshall are the first of several villages Samaritan's Purse will help in the coming week.
There's huge needs out here in these villages, great needs. But what this will do for their hope, this has been given by churches, by Christians from all across the country. The governor's office is part of this. And I think it's just these people realize, you know, that they're not forgotten. And sometimes when you're in these little villages, you wonder, has the rest of the world forgotten us?
Samaritan's Purse has a long history in Alaska, but the organization has been stepping up its efforts in the state since 2006, when a fire destroyed a school and more than a dozen homes in Hooper Bay. Samaritan's Purse rebuilt five houses and a new community center in the village. Last summer, they constructed a dining hall for a Bible camp near Tanana on the Yukon River. Graham says he brings a simple message to the communities he visits.
Every trip I take is a ministry mission. I'm a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And wherever I go in the world, everyone I meet, even you, I want you to know God loves you.
Religious groups have been bringing similar messages to rural Alaska for more than a century. But in many cases, they've left a horrible legacy. The Catholic Church has been accused of allowing priests and other clergy to sexually abuse hundreds of victims in rural villages. And when many religious organizations moved into communities, they forced Native residents to choose between their own culture and the church. Governor Palin acknowledged that past, but said this faith-based effort is very different and very necessary to help solve the dire economic problems in the region.
I'm dealing in reality with what the conditions are today and understanding that there are good faith-based organizations that have good and sincere efforts that they're putting forth to assist in these areas. There has got to be great oversight, though, so that individuals in these communities never suffer again as they had those decades ago.
Samaritan's Purse says it's currently expanding its base in Soldotna, constructing a warehouse to store tools and other equipment needed for building big projects like churches and community centers. Luther Harrison is director of North American operations for the organization. He says the plan for Alaska is to build at least two large projects in villages each year. And he says the organization has no trouble signing up volunteers.
When we put out our projects like this year, we'll be going to Unalakleet and building a church out there. And our volunteers are already signing up, wanting to come up here. They love the state. You know, they come, I guess, to experience the beautiful scenery, but they get a hold of the communities and start meeting with the kids and the folks in the villages. It's really a great experience for them.
On the Wasilla Airstrip, volunteers loaded the last batch of boxes into the nose of one of four planes the organization is using for its rural food drop mission. Samaritan's Purse has 44,000 pounds of groceries to distribute to villages over the next week. Beyond Russian Mission and Marshall, the group doesn't yet know which communities will receive the food. Franklin Graham says he'll work with the governor to figure out where the aid is most needed. In Wasilla, I'm Annie Fite.